Dead Right, an Inspector Banks Mystery by Peter Robinson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. 1. The boy's body sat propped against the graffiti-scarred wall in a ginnel off Market Street, head lolling forward, chin on chest, hands clutching his stomach. A bib of blood had spilled down the front of his white shirt. Detective Chief Inspector Alan Banks stood in the rain and watched Peter Darby finish photographing the scene, bursts of electronic flash freezing the raindrops in mid-air as they fell. Banks was irritated. By rights, he shouldn't be there. Not in the rain at 1:30 on a Saturday night. As if he didn't have enough problems already. Banks had got the call the minute he walked in the door after an evening alone in Leeds at Opera North's The Pearl Fishers. Alone because his wife Sandra had realised on Wednesday that the benefit gala she was supposed to host for the Eastvale Community Centre clashed with their season tickets. They had argued, Sandra expecting Banks to forgo the opera in favour of her gala. So, stubbornly, Banks had gone alone. This sort of thing had been happening a lot lately, going their own ways, to such an extent that Banks could hardly remember the last time they'd done anything together. The limpid melody of the Au fond du Temple Saint duet still echoed around his mind.